Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Okay, everyone, today we are going to talk about what do you do when Facebook crashes for an entire day. And that is what happened today. And I was blown away at the number of people who were absolutely losing their mind that they were unable to work their business in any way, shape, or form because all of their business is done through Facebook or Instagram. Today was an unusual day. I did have in my schedule several lives that I was supposed to do in order to connect with some of my audiences, with some of the groups that I have. Well, when Facebook crashed for the day, guess what? That came off of my schedule and we are going to figure something else out. But what if Facebook or Instagram was gone forever? What would you do? So today we're going to talk about some of the things that you should do to ensure that you still have a viable business, even if something were to happen to Facebook. Was really surprising to me today. I really was not that bent out of shape about Facebook going down for the day. Yes, I did have plans. Yes, we do run ads, and that does affect that. And it was a little disconcerting, but I believed that, well, they'll probably get it back up. So I just went about my business doing all of the other things that I do in a day. But it really got me to thinking as I talked to more people throughout the day that were like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what I'm going to do. And what if it goes down forever? In fact, I started saying that to people. What if it never came back? Where would you be today? What would you do? And people were like, oh, I'd be in big fat trouble. So I thought, you know what? I'm recording these Tuesday tips and I'm making this one of my Tuesday tips. I want to talk about some things you can do to ensure that you will still be able to do business on any other platforms or some other way that you want to do business. So the first thing that I would say to you is, because here is where I did spend some of my time today, where I would normally spend it on social media, I just said, okay, I will spend the majority of my time on LinkedIn today. Really going in there, following some different people, looking at some different articles. So the time I would have spent on Facebook or Instagram, and I divide that out with LinkedIn, I just chose to really work on LinkedIn. Now, I will say this. At the beginning of the pandemic, I really had no one on LinkedIn. Very, very few followers. And we are sitting right now at about 5,000 followers. It's not great, but for never having done anything on there and just really building that up organically week after week, positioning myself, posting things, trying to make myself of value to others, and not getting bent out of shape that I didn't have 60,000 followers on there, and just watching it grow week by week and really recording it week by week and seeing that growth. I love doing that. So ever since I started on LinkedIn, I record each week how many new followers I have, and I keep a long running list of that. Why do I do that? Because when I track it, then I know I'm growing. And number two, when I see weeks where I had, I think this week we had 12 new people. So what did I do this past week? Well, for one, I was really busy, so I didn't go on there a lot. I didn't comment on other people's comments. I didn't like other people's posts. I didn't invite people that I saw interesting on there and invited them to follow me, so invitations. I didn't do any of that. So that's how you end up with 12. But when I look at a week where I've had 56, then I'm like, wow, what did I do in that week? What kinds of things did I post that week that I had more people wanting to follow me? What kind of article did I write? So I like analytics because when what you track is where you will see growth. and improvement. So I am a big advocate of tracking the different things that you want to do. Another thing that I track, so that is step one. I would be on a platform that is different and is owned by different people that own the same one that you are on. So Instagram and Facebook are owned by the same group. And so when one went down, the other one went down. And therefore, that is the two common places where a lot of people do business. And they had no way of sending any messages or reaching out to anybody or trying to connect or trying to build anything in a time that that is what they would do spending their day. All right, number two. Number two is you have to have an email list. And there are so many people that give absolutely no credence to email lists because they're like, well, not that many people open their emails. In fact, I had someone just say to me, only about, 12% of people open their emails or ever take action. And so what is the point? The point is that you still have that person as a customer. You could figure out maybe a better way to get more people to open them, or you could do something of greater value for that customer, but you still have a way to communicate with your customer. If, in fact, you had no social media platform whatsoever, what if social media just poof went away? It's like, what would you have? Well, I would have a strong email list that I have been building over a number of years. So a lot of people say, well, how do you build that email list? And I'm not going to get down into a whole course on how to build an email list. These are just going to be a few quick tips because these are our Tuesday tips. But one way that we have found to be good is on our website, we just have join our weekly newsletter. So that way people see, oh, she has a weekly newsletter or a monthly newsletter, whichever. And I have done it all. I have done monthly. I've done every other week. I have done weekly. And I've done old-fashioned newsletter formats. I've done just updated, more like short little articles of things that people might like to hear about. I have done it all. And different ones have worked at different times. So that's entirely up to you. But people kind of like to be in the know. If you have a newsletter, like for example, if you're an artist and people want to know where you're going to be. So when I used to do live speaking engagements that were open to the public, I used to post my schedule all the time in my newsletter, and people looked forward to getting that because they wanted to know that not only if they could go to see one of those engagements, but if they had sales reps in that area, and they would make sure that they knew, oh, she's going to be in your area, you've got to go see her. So I have moved away from that format recently without doing as many speaking engagements, but nevertheless, we still do quote unquote a newsletter. That is one thing you can do, but that one is hard to actually grow. You'll see it grows slowly, but it's still a good thing to have on there because what if somebody happens on your website? You don't want to leave them absolutely with no call to action. You would want them to sign up for your newsletter. Number two is offer people a free gift. That could be an ebook, it could be an audio training, it could be a variety of different things that you might offer. I do an audio on Work From Your Happy Place. If you want to sign up for our newsletter, you get an audio on the five things that overall contribute to people's happiness. Now, I did that about 5 years ago. I have updated it, but I think it's probably time for a new free gift. Although it's a really good free gift, and if people come there and want to sign up for the newsletter, then they'll get it. Now, sadly enough, I'll be really honest with you, I haven't really worked that aspect of my Work From Your Happy Place business. So some of you would say, well, that kind of seems weird that you have a newsletter, but nobody gets it. You sign up for one, but nobody gets it. But I still have captured those email addresses of people that do want to be connected with us at Work From Your Happy Place. And I fully intend to start working that aspect of the business. But with my other business, we've had a large email list for a number of years. So that is number two. I've also done ads, where here's 45 free images. If you'd like these 45 free images, plus a content calendar on how to use these for Facebook, Instagram, other social media platforms, grab it here. All they have to do is give you their email address, and it says on there, you will be notified of our most current offerings and inspirational messages. If you wish to unscribe, you may at any time. So then people get the free gift, then they're on our list, and some people stay and some people don't. And that's how it goes. And it's always sort of this revolving door of your most current. And that's why you sometimes want to update your list so that it is actual engaged people on your list. That's something that's changed over the years as well. Another thing that you can do, and we actually have the absolute best luck with this format, and that is giving away free gifts, doing free drawings for a variety of things. One of the things that I used to do is just when I would speak, we would have everybody got to fill out a little, I had little papers there inside of my order form of showing all of my products. So inside of like my little mini catalog of my products, we actually had slips and people filled them out. Yes, they did. And they brought them back to the table and they entered a prize to win. And we would do a drawing. Oftentimes I would do it after I left the event. And then we would have those email addresses in order to add to our list. And it would say it right on the door price sheet that you will be entered into our mailing list. You may unsubscribe at any time. So people knew when they turned it in exactly what it was for. Then we moved to text message this number, and we had that in our order form. And sometimes that would be on the screen. If you want to connect with us or you want to enter for a free drawing after this event is over, text message us to, you know, 33444, whatever it was. So that worked too. I found that internationally, you had to use multiple numbers. If I was in an audience where I had people from the US and Canada, or US, Canada, and Australia, or the UK, then I'd end up having to give out four different numbers, and that didn't always work either. And it's hard to find one number that services everybody if they're in different countries. So the last thing that we have found is social through social media, which now I do free trainings every Tuesday night, and people tune in, and then we're like, if you'd like to enter to win, and we use Jotform. So people fill that out, they go into a drawing, and then we do the drawings the next day, and people are super excited about it. And every single week, I always say you have to enter to win. And the thing is if you've got a really good product that you use, I use ActiveCampaign, but any one of them will do this. If the person's already in there, it won't add them again as a new person. Like, so they don't get on there 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, but they're just signing up for the free draw. We have the best luck with that with our customer base, probably of any other single way that people actually join our mailing list. That and giving a free gift, depending on what the free gift is. I've had better luck with some free gifts than other free gifts. It has to be something that they really feel is going to be valuable to them. So that's another way of building that email list. Now, a third thing, we really spent some time building ManyChat, which is on Messenger. And then there was just, they changed a lot of the rules, and we just felt like we didn't want to get in trouble without being able to run Facebook ads. So we backed away from using ManyChat. Some people still use it and absolutely love it, but that was another way to communicate with our customers. And I have to say that we got better engagement, better results. Like if I said, last day to order this course, or we are going to be doing this, tune in, I would actually get a better response, see greater results from using that platform. And that is why then that we have moved to using text messaging. And we're just really starting to build that. And again, you say, people want to know that it's not going to be abused, and it's another way to communicate with us. That is because that open rate is greater than just about any other open rate that you have. Why? Because you are in control of that. That's why I like my email list. I'm in control of that. You know, I can give you an example on Facebook just to give you an exact example, last year we did our planner launch on Facebook, and on that Facebook, and I have about 60,000 followers on there, and we had people that viewed that video of that launch was 25,000 people. And this year, we did the same thing almost on the same day. We had more people following us than we did the year before. And yet, only about 3,800 people saw that in the first couple of days. And then we started running a small ad to that for just our own Facebook followers. And then we ended up with about 8,500. I think it might be at 11,000. But we had 25,000 people watch that video. So then you can suddenly see why your sales are different. This is why you cannot put all of your eggs in a basket of social media, because people aren't even necessarily seeing what you're posting or when you're going live. Some people will tell me, I never even got a notification until you were almost 22 minutes through your presentation on there. And that is why we have started using, the name of it is escaping me right now, but we use that little clock where we can go on and post that will be live, and it's like it sends out notifications because it's like I'm live, but it says right on there, it's a countdown clock that I will be live in. We set it for 10 minutes. So people, we've got 10 minutes then of Facebook reaching out to people before they get on there. So these are just some different things that you can do. And you're saying, what does that have to do with building your list? Because the more people that I get on that and I am consistently bringing value and content to people on a Tuesday night at 9 p.m., then we say, do you want to get in our weekly drawing? Because every Tuesday we're going to do weekly drawings. Here's how you get in, email address, and share the live. That has helped us tremendously in building more people to our email list. So again, then we're starting to build that text messaging system because we know that people open their text messages at a much larger rate than they do their emails. So here's just a couple of tips, my thoughts today in a day where nobody was able to get on Facebook or Instagram. And I don't even believe as I'm doing this, it's up fully at 100%. Someone said it's sketchy. It's only working in some areas. And I know I've gone on and it wasn't completely functional. And it's 8 o'clock at night. So there you have it. And it's been out since early this morning. So don't find yourself in a position where you absolutely have no way to communicate with your customers or your followers at all in case something should happen to your social media platforms. And invest your time into building yourself at least on another platform that is not related to the one so that you can at least work on that platform. I know we lost our power here for several days, and it was very difficult to communicate, but there were workarounds with that. But I am telling you, when the only place that you have all of your customers is completely down and out, you're going to find yourself hard-pressed. So thanks so much for tuning in, guys, to Tuesday Tips on Work From Your Happy Place. I hope you found some value in this today. I'm trying to do a better job of just keeping them short, sweet, and simple so that you can take one actionable step and maybe run with it and figure out some ways to improve your business or to make your business much more robust. So don't forget to tune in on Mondays and Thursdays where we interview artists and entrepreneurs who share their success stories and really share the how-tos of how they've gotten there, the tribulations that they went through in order to get there. It always looks great on the outside when you look at someone and they have all this great bio and accolades, but every single person has a story. every single person has walked a walk, and it's really great to hear them share those stories and to learn from their wisdom, insights, experiences, and so on. So thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to rate and review, follow, and share us with a friend. We appreciate you so much here at Work From Your Happy Place. I know I do. Again, this is Belinda Ellsworth, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.